Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this Week Trender. Week Trend. I prefer the Week Trend. Mm-hmm. Ba, ba,
ha, 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 ha. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. I am Jack. That is Miles. It is Monday morning. Monday. Bright and early. What's it? What's the accent that says Monday? Tuesday?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I know that one.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the one.
We know
that's
that one.
One of them. Yeah. Probably in a Coen Brothers movie or something.
Yeah, let us know.
The Great Midwest.
Yeah.
I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yes,
we should remind the people again. How are you doing, Miles?
I'm fine. I'm great. I've never been better.
Miles
seems
is
like a loaded question, which I'll get to in my underrated or over or whatever the fuck. But
there's also a little tension because I just revealed that I never saw 8 Mile. And
I can't,
Miles,
Jack. I can't believe you've never seen 8 Mile. It's so weird.
The desire coming off of Miles to come through the Zoom screen and choke me out is palpable.
No. Brian took that as tough guy energy. I was in pure shock.
Tough guy, huh?
No, I was like,
I even listened to the soundtrack, but I think it was like in a brief time in my life when I was like, I don't have time to watch movies.
Well, yeah, I'm that's 2002, so out. I feel like this is the era
22.
When
yeah,
there was a lot of shit. I feel like 22. we find these kind of spots a lot where I'm like, wait, you weren't fucking with that? And I'm realizing like you were dead in college, or
yes,
like
exactly.
And I was still in high school, so like your calculus is like that moment where shit's a little bit different. Like in high school, you still catch every movie that comes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
College, you're like, bro, I just learned about fucking some fucked up shit, man. I can't, how the fuck can I go watch 8 Mile right now?
That's right. The Georgetown philosophy department was learning all sorts of wild shit.
Am I the baddie?
Hear about this guy, Aristotle? This guy's fucked up, man.
And it's not Shaq. It was another guy.
I thought I knew the big Aristotle. All right. So we're going to get to some of the things that people may have missed that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
But first, we like to check in with each other, with ourselves,
OVNs.
And ask what's something, Miles, that you think is overrated.
Overrated right now, I'm going to say Los Angeles's infrastructure. This is not like, it's not even like people know we have shit infrastructure, but it's really been brought to the surface because over the weekend, there was a gigantic fire in an underpass of the 10 freeway.
Yeah.
One of the main arteries of the city and one of the freeways that would regularly get name checked in the SNL Californian sketch.
From the 10 to the 110.
Exactly. Go to San Vicente. but yeah, this shit was so bad. It like melted the guardrails and shit because this pallet fire was so intense. And now they're saying the freeway is closed indefinitely. And 300,000 people, like conservatively, are on that shit every day. Like
it's one of the most busy like arteries in the nation.
Specifically this section going through downtown. So Mayor Bass is like, yeah, you can fucking take public transit, because obviously LA has got sick ass public. Yeah. It's sick.
Oh,
it's
real?
Sick. Oh, really? I'm coming from the east part of the county to get to downtown. What are my options? Or wherever. But
your options are to take 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And the fucking traffic maps look obscene. We have a friend that works at City Hall, and like, I don't want to text them. I know they don't. I don't think they have to go into the office today, but tomorrow I'll be like, hey, how are you going to quit? Because it's so bad.
They're just in a room full of ringing phones, just picking up each one, shouting a couple words into it, and then slamming them down.
We don't know yet. It's indefinitely. There'll be an update later this week. Fuck. But yeah, I think it just brings to the surface again how poorly planned LA is, how we lost our mind being such a car city in the early days that, like, obviously and intentionally destroyed public transit. Yeah. That all it takes is, you know, one of the freeways to go down and it's going to cause total chaos. But I'm sure that's the case in a lot of places. But just the lack of, I think it's the lack of public transit and good bike infrastructure that makes it like doubly just like, well, their options are just for everybody to have a fucking terrible time, because it affects all traffic now.
Your options are to chill out and we'll get back to you soon while we figure this out. Jesus.
Holy shit.
Karen Bass's statement.
Called 911. They told me to relax. What the fuck is this?
Why do you fucking relax, man?
Hey, why don't you relax?
Yeah. And there's a lot of, there's some people blaming the unhoused population because they think it might have started with a homeless encampment.
Sure. And I don't think that's as relevant as the fact that we have, like, our infrastructure is already so, because, I mean, to your point, the people who are going after that, like, who are really hammering that in, are the people who are so hostile towards the unhoused community.
Yeah. The
that
Caruso
it just, like,
set.
Yeah.
Caruso, this would have never happened under Caruso. He would have put them all in prison camps.
Yeah. The infrastructure would have never been this bad if it weren't for the unhoused. Like, what? No.
Wait a second.
So, yeah. But
And they also had a bunch of, like, wooden pallets being stored in that place, which is why it went up so big. So.
And those, I mean, that's just, it's basically just, it's like a literal tinderbox that was under that overpass. Yeah. But, yeah, here we are.
Miles, my overrated for the weekend.
I love this.
Is how many people would be getting their neck snapped by, like, when I was a child. When I was a child, like, I was raised on, like, Lethal Weapon movies, the Die Hard movies. I think this is, like, my generation's quicksand. Like, the idea that the number one cause of death would be someone sneaking up behind you, turning your head to the side too quickly,
ripping it,
a walnut crunching sound, and then you're dead, but not like you suffer and struggle to breathe or something. It's like an off switch for the life in your body and in your eyes. You're just immediately, your eyes are like opening. You're just gone.
Yeah. You've been prematurely unplugged from the Matrix.
Yes. Yeah.
Just
exactly.
No, like this.
But yeah, so notice this. First of all, I was, you know, over the weekend, my wife and I are on sort of a early 90s thrillers for adults kick.
Okay.
We watched The Firm last week for no real reason.
Yeah.
And it hit the spot so well that when I was picking the next movie, I got the, let's do another one like The Firm request from my wife. So we watched In the Line of Fire.
Perfect.
This is a movie in which John Malkovich is like this, it's like a wet work expert, CIA assassin. Like, you're supposed to think of him at, like, he knows all this shit about, like, modeling and, like, how to, like, build his own guns. It's in that genre of movies where it's like, this person has taken death to the point of a science. Like, you've never seen somebody who's this good at death, who put this much thought into how to kill people. Mm-hmm. And it's, you're just expecting every death to, like, be wild and, like, kind of imaginative. And then at one part, he just, like, walks into these two women's house in LA. And first of all, it's, like, one of the cruelest depictions of two human beings ever. These two women who are, like, roommates, and they're just, like, lonely, and they're just like, would John Malkovich might want to fuck me? Oh, okay.
And just like walks into their house and like,
oh, I remember that. Yes.
And just like snaps both of their necks, like, and immediately both on the ground, staring dead eyes at the ceiling, just two quick neck turns and they're goners. And I don't know. Based on movies I watched growing up, like I assumed I would be witnessing one of these like once a week during the course of my adult life.
Yeah.
But yeah, according to medical science, it's impossible. Like you would have to, I read something where people were like, yeah, I mean, I guess you could like technically do it. First of all, you'd probably have to like knock them out, like put them under anesthesia. And then so they just couldn't
rip their head off,
and then just like basically twist their head until it like popped off, basically, like almost. So it's not just like a quick, you know, chiropractic adjustment, which is what a lot of the movies make it seem like.
Well, right. And it's also, it's almost like the neck and spine are designed to just not have something like that happen and go, oops, you're dead.
Oopsie. Yeah, it feels like that.
It's like millions of years of evolution come to say. It actually ain't that easy. And like, to your point, if that's neck breaking, then like there's a wealth of snuff films on YouTube with people doing chiropractic adjustments where like you're seeing people like, dude, that's the fucking neck breaker move from the action movies. But people are like, oh, thank you so much.
Yes. Huh. Like, and there are, I know of somebody who got one of those chiropractic adjustments and then
he got injured,
died actually.
Oh
from
my
it.
God.
And there's a huge lawsuit, but the thing that happened is like, there was like, internal bleeding that happened. It wasn't the no off switch.
Right. Yeah. No, 'cause that, you do hear about those kinds of things where people are like, some people get like mobility issues and shit from a neck adjustment gone wrong, apparently.
Yeah. But like, so there's also the other, so I watched two movies this weekend, and the other movie that I watched is The Killer, the new movie David Fincher, which like, I have a real weak spot for these movies. I have a real weak spot for Fincher. And like, it has a scene where he does, it's kind of the neck snap thing. And it's like this like effortless, like he just like turns a person's head in one direction fast and then they fall down some stairs. But like, it feels like they're already dead. And it's, the whole movie is like, this guy's a little bit smarter, a little bit like he's put more thought into like how to kill you, how to make it look like an accident than anyone. I think also partially the movie like, is like, and he also kind of sucks at his job and isn't as good as he thinks he is. But it's fun. I had fun watching it, but I was like, holy shit, there's still like, there's been like, there in the Bourne Ultimatum, like there's a part where somebody tries to do a neck snap and like the person's just like, just like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and, like,
fuck you.
slams them into the wall behind them. But then that same franchise, like when it was no longer good in the Jason Bourne movie, like Bourne does that to somebody he's trying to kill. So it's like, the movies know that this isn't real, but they are still just like,
they're fun.
Yeah, but
though,
like when you're so good at the killing, then it can, it, like, we'll let you do it. But it's
I was looking into it. I think Bruce Lee may be the originator of this move.
And Bruce Lee, I will allow it. Bruce Lee and Arnold Schwarzenegger both.
Yeah, because I think he does in The Running Man too, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's in like almost, it's in Eraser. It's in Total
but
Recall.
I think Running Man, I think when it might be an early Arnold neck snapping movie.
Yeah. And that's okay because his whole thing is that he seems like he has
so strong.
Yeah. Superhuman strength that like he could do a lot of things to you that if another person did them, wouldn't kill you. But with him, it's like, That's
what I think it starts like, right? You take someone as like mythical as Bruce Lee, and then you have a generation of screenwriters who are writing action genre shit, and they see that and they're like, yeah, dude, that shit was sick. Apparently, and the stunt person who he did that to was Jackie Chan, little known fact in Enter the Dragon. But that was in the early 70s. So, and like, I feel like I wonder if there is an exhaustive like body of research into the origins of this, but I feel like it's probably just as easy as being like, was it Bruce Lee? Who was it?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like you also shared this clip from Desperado where like he's having this like gun, like close quarters gunfight, and like both the guns are out of ammo and
they're scrambling for guns around them.
Yeah, they're like, scrambling for guns. Click. It's a whole gun movie. Like And then he just does the next snap thing. Like,
yeah, and he says, fuck you. That's yeah. the way to do it. It's my fucking favorite.
like,
fuck yeah.
I don't know. It always just feels like the screenwriter is throwing their hands up to me. Or not always. When Arnold does it or Bruce Lee does it, it's like a cool little bit of magic that I'll let them get away with. But
I mean,
most part, it's like, I don't know. Your job as a maker of action movies is coming up with like creative ways for people to kill other people. And especially in the genre of like the killer or, you know, in the line of fire where it's like, this guy is the best at killing.
Yeah. He made a plastic gun.
Yeah. Studies killing like a science, knows all the stuff that you don't know. And then it's just like, fucking
I'll twist your head around.
Quicksand.
Yeah. It's probably better, though, to give kids examples of things that are medically very difficult to achieve.
That's
than being
true.
Like, yeah, dude, just smash this dude in his windpipe with a mag light.
Yeah.
And you're like,
cut off his coronary artery.
Yeah, exactly.
He claims he doesn't like anger management. But anyways,
I learned that from jujitsu class.
There you go. But anyways, shout out to... I guess it's good. That I didn't know how to accurately kill people. I never tried it though, you know?
Yeah.
So that's.
We used to try it at school. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Lie. We would do that head? Thing. Yeah, dude. We would just come up and we'd be like, how far can I go? How far can I go? And we would just stop because, like, we weren't going to go full on, like, let me break your neck, but we would try and be like, how far can I twist your head around?
Right.
Yeah. And then you just discovered that there's just a normal range of motion. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our underrated and some news.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. And
yep.
Miles, what is something that you think is underrated?
Stretching.
Mm.
Core strength. hamstring strength. It's happened, folks. I have managed to have relatively few back issues as I enter middle age, but on Sunday, I don't know what the fuck happened. Now, unofficially, I may have been watching a football match, a soccer game.
We cannot confirm whether this happened.
I will not confirm just because I don't need Her Majesty to know about this, but I may have tried to kick an imaginary soccer ball while pacing in front of my television and may have done my back on the right side for some reason. Okay, yeah. Now, then that's not the relevant part. The fact is, I have realized now that the wise words of my grandfather, as that I'm reminded of those words as he told me as he was entering the final phase of his life, because I would always ask him for stuff like, what were you excited about? Like, what's like from your perspective? Like, you've been through so much, like world wars, being fucking black in Chicago in the 30s. Like, what can you give me? He would always consistently just say, just make sure you stretch. Keep your body limber. Keep your body flexible. Of all the shit this man has done, he was always consistently saying, like, just keep your shit limber. Wow. You don't want to get all stiff or just don't do that shit. And here I am, stiff and shit with my, you know, podcaster life. So now I'm like, I'm realizing I will heed these words and I will dedicate myself to increased flexibility, core strength, and all that. Because it's... can't take it for, I took it for granted. Took it for granted a little bit. So, yeah. Zeit Gang, if you have any tips on how to recover, I'm not too bad. Like, I can get up and, like, help out and do shit, most shit, like, with the baby. But there's just some trunk rotation stuff, some neck turns that every now and then will just get me.
You got to blame it on the baby, man.
As much as I want to.
You can't let the soccer thing happen because it's unforgivable.
So stupid, dude.
So stupid. Yeah, and you need a chore that Her Majesty gives you that you can do and then be like,
this is otherwise, why I can't take out the trash. But like, nah, I mean, I think it's honest. She was even like, bro, you need to fucking stretch more. You need to put a little more strength in that back. I was like, you're right.
I've been doing back. Keen listeners may remember that there was like a week and a half where I was in hell. I couldn't sit still for the recordings because my back was so fucked up. And I saw a physical therapist, and he gave me like some exercises, and like I have a list of stretches and exercises that I'll send your way.
Send them along
specifically for low back stuff. But
I know we have physiology. There's a lot. I've clocked some of the people that follow me. I know there's some physiologists, some physios out here that follow me. Yo, hit me with some. I know y'all know. So help me out here. But it's like one of these things I was telling you, when I watch like high stakes, like sporting events, I can't help but contort my body along with what's happening on the screen. Like watching basketball, soccer, fucking MM, whatever the fuck. Like I'm all my fucking energy's like in my right leg with the ball of my foot pressing down on the ground or some weird shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just gotta relax a little bit more.
Yeah, I have the overactive mirror neurons. When I'm watching boxing in particular, I am ducking and weaving, and it is mortifying. I can't stop my body from doing it, and it's so embarrassing. People are like, "Wow, you're really do you box or something?
Really digging like, this, huh, Jack?"
I also think, like, when I lived in Ireland for a semester, I started, like, saying the occasional stray word in an Irish accent, and I was like, God, this is so fucking embarrassing, but I don't know. It's just my brain is, like, very susceptible to just imitating whatever is happening around me.
You're gonna be one of those, like, white people who, like, lives abroad, like, and is like, so we need to get electricity for home. It's like, come on now. Just speak English.
How you say cucumber?
Oh, yeah. Cucumber. Oh, my God.
All right. My underrated is how fucking big moose are, I guess.
They're fucking big, dude.
Yo, moose are fucking big. I think we just need to start calling them elk because that they that is the right. same thing, same species, just two different words for the same species. And when it's an elk, it seems like somehow more majestic, and moose just sounds so dumb. But
right.
You think
Bullwinkle.
Yeah, you think Rocky and Bullwinkle. Like right. I saw there's a viral video on Reddit from over the weekend where a moose is just eating from the top of a tree.
Yeah.
And like, but there's like cars nearby and you can see its size. And it's just like, if you told me this was a mythical creature or like an animal that existed during the Jurassic, I yeah. feel like I would be more into it than I at least as a kid, I would have been. Like, I feel like I've been robbed of years of just being like, holy shit.
Oh yeah.
About elk and moose.
They're
the size of fucking trucks.
They look mythical. Like when you see the ones where like they're like that video of like in Alaska where one was just walking down the road and you're like, yeah. is this from fucking Lord of the Rings or right? some shit? The fuck yeah. is this? And it's to the point where like you got this, when I saw you writing this up, I was kind of getting interested in like how powerful they are. And there's like no shortage of people debating like what animals could fuck each other up. And there's like a lot of debate about like bison fighting elk and like who has the fucking edge yeah. and shit. They're like, wow. if it's a straight up kicking match, the fucking moose is going to kick the fuck out of the bison. Yeah. If we're butting, the bison will get the fucking elk, blah, blah, blah. So people are, I get it. People are captured by the majesty, the power.
I was using the hell out of TV tropes this weekend, both looking at movies that have the neck snap thing. But also I was like, why in pop culture are moose depicted as so dumb? They're just like,
yeah, right.
The hook, I'm a moose, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're just, and yeah, there's a whole TV tropes write up about how they're, you know, there's nothing to say they aren't as smart as other deer species. And in fiction, they are just always so dumb.
Yeah, because we have this like, you know, like carnivore apex predator bias, I feel like.
Yes.
Where it's like, if you're not eating the fuck out of like other animals and ripping them apart, like they miss us with your dangerous shit. Because yeah. like, as we all know, like I remember that was like one of those facts you learned as a kid, like, dude, the hippopotamus is actually one of the most dangerous motherfucking right. animals out here. I'm like, yeah, what? Yeah. The motherfuckers in the fucking doing the ballet in Fantasia?
Exactly.
Nah. And then you see it and you're like, oh, these are just fucking, they're like industrial vehicles with arms and legs.
God, it's amazing how the very first image when you say hippopotamus in my mind is a hippopotamus and a tutu. that's strong. Disney yeah, knew what he exactly. was doing. All right. Let's get into some news from yeah. over the weekend. We have an update to that Simpsons story that we talked about last week
yeah.
where, you know, Homer said, I'm just kidding. Like, we've changed with the times. I don't choke Bart anymore.
Yeah. Things are different now.
Yeah.
But apparently not.
Not so much.
Nah. James Hell Brooks of Ooh. The Simpsons, you know, take it to the Treehouse of Horrors. You know, the famed EP of the Simpsons. He needed to apparently correct the record here.
Yeah.
So he said to People Magazine, quote, nothing's getting tamed. Nothing. 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 He'll continue to be strangled. If you want to use that awful term for it, he'll continue to be loved by his father in a specific way. Which wow. sounds like. And so what was your childhood like, James?
Strangled, if you want to use that awful term for it.
I'm like, what is it? Independent neck massage? Like unlicensed neck massage? What else could it be? It's strangulation. Yeah. But yeah, it seems like a lot of people had noted that it had been like a while actually since we actually saw Homer choke him out on screen, but it apparently was not an official decision by the show. I think people coupled that with that loose line from the last episode. I'm like, oh, I guess they're done with it, because on the Simpsons official Twitter account or formerly X, they were suggesting that like it was clickbait, like where there it's a depiction of Homer strangling Bart with his tongue going, but it says, why you little clickbaiting? And Bart is holding a phone that says, Simpsons, no more strangling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Matt Groening set the record straight there too.
Damn.
Choking.
Do they have smartphones in the Simpsons universe?
I have not. It's been a while, as they say. It's
been a while. All right. We have an update in baby technology that unneeded, unnecessary in my opinion. But so some new shit just dropped for your baby. To show your baby how
ballin' your baby is. Yeah,
how hard you're ballin'. How your baby needs to feel the spoils of your grind set mindset also.
Exactly. You want people to know, wait, hold on, I need to follow this baby for tips on how to get Lambo. Because I'm looking at Hypebeast. There's a story about how I was like, why is Hypebeast talking about baby products? I'm like, okay, this kind of intersects with my shit, like streetwear and parenthood. And I was like, is there a Supreme diaper bag or something like that? Not really. Behold, wow. Dior, Christian Dior, baby perfumes and shit. They have like a whole line. They have a Le Mousse Très Fondant Forming Cleanser for the hair, face and body, $95.
What the fuck?
They have another one if you have sensitive baby, also $95. The Moisturizing Hydration Milk is $115. But the
fuck
kicker
here
is the Bonne Étoile, the $230 scented water, which is basically perfume for infants.
Right. Yeah.
It's like alcohol free. So they're like, hey, before you start crying.
We're good here. Okay.
There's no alcohol in it. But like, I get that there will always be like the super high level, luxury level items of like our everyday products. Like, sure, you want to blow a fucking $100 on baby soap, like, do your thing, Kourtney Kardashian. But like, I have trouble with the perfume part, really. Like, as a new parent, the last thing I want to do with my new baby is to hide that new baby smell.
Baby
like,
smell.
That's like part of the whole shit. It's like, wow, man, it's like this baby is like fucking mine. I'm connecting to it rather than like sprinkling fucking shit that has hints of pear, wild rose, and white musks. No.
I just love
dealing
the
with
idea
enough
of,
white musks on the internet, bro. Now let me fucking have my baby beautiful in peace. So it just does. I just don't. It seems like so extra. Like babies don't need fucking perfume.
Yeah. I feel like having taken two people through babyhood up through, you know, no longer, like the products that exist are like the gentle shampoos always smell good, first of all.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I don't know. They work pretty well. They're cheap. And then we had like a dermatologist friend tell us very early that for basically like 90% of skin conditions, just like rub Aquaphor on it.
Yeah.
Like
for real.
If they were like not a friend, I would have assumed they were like sponsored by Aquaphor or like, you know, had like weird relationship with Aquaphor, because they were like, yeah, no, it's just magic. Like it's great. Like
that breast
for
milk,
every single
people
thing.
Be like, yo, you put some breast milk on there. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, shit works. That's just so wild that like you don't need to buy $95 shit, just fucking Aquaphor. Like I have that little rub-on stick.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, the guy's child's getting like little baby, like little bumps and shit.
Little
the
baby
Aquaphor
bumps.
Fucking cleared that shit right up.
Baby acne.
Yeah.
Oof.
Anyway,
I mean,
don't need it. Don't need to spend your money on that.
Yeah. I don't know though. Maybe that moisturizing hydration milk, La Light Très Tendre, for $115. Have to, it has to be worth it.
You know? It was funny because I this morning I told Her Majesty, I was like, yo, look at this shit. And she was like, is that Sephora? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I don't want to buy it, but she's like, I'm curious what people think would be inappropriate, even the concept of perfume on a baby.
Right.
Like the most I've ever gone is like being like particular about like the scent of detergent. Like that's the closest I've been like, that's how I want my baby to smell. But even then, it's not that serious.
No, it's not that serious. It does suggest a like back room where like these people who have been in the fashion industry for too long are like, so everyone agrees babies smell like shit, right?
Yeah.
And they're all like, yeah, here. You
know? Yeah. My baby's
smoking
always like
four or five cigarettes.
My baby's always at Korean barbecue. Right. You know what I mean? All night coming back, just can't get that stink out of their clothes.
It's for French babies hair. Because they smoke. you know, they smoke after you have a nursing session, the baby wants to smoke a couple cigarettes. So
it's just also the vibe. Like if someone handed me a bait, I'm like, oh, look at your baby. I'm like, why is this baby all perfumed up? Weird. It's just, I don't know. Like if just, it's off putting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with some political news.
Uh-oh.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back.
We're back.
And RFK Jr.'s polling is hitting historic levels, according to CNN.
Higher than Ross Perot.
Yeah. He's like 22% nationally in a Quinnipiac poll, upward of 25% in the 6 closest states in the 2020 election that Biden won. And, you know, some people are like, yeah, that's good for Biden because it's going to like pull in the MAGA people who can't abide Trump having anything to do with the vaccine. But it's still like, we don't know that. Like, we didn't get the polling right. Like, nobody got the fucking polling right last time when there were only 2 candidates.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was like going off of the reaction of Republicans, because I think at first the instinct was like it seems like he has more appeal with Trump voters. But like now the polling just seems to show that it's like, OK, in a 2-way race, like Trump is like winning these states pretty handily. It looks like what that view gave us with that polling. And they're like, now enter RFK. They're like, man, we don't even know who the fuck would win.
Yeah.
Like. It's like to the point like they don't know who it fucks up worse,
right?
Because neither candidate gets to 40% in those states. They were saying,
"Jesus, yeah, I don't know." It also it's just frustrating because it continues to demonstrate the trend that we've seen in the last decade, where people are hungry for an outsider candidate. because right. it's clear to them that the current system is rigged against it. Like it's like for some reason after the 2008 financial collapse, yeah. when the people who caused it and our wealthiest got bailed out, like it seemed like there started to be this movement towards wanting somebody who was not
allowing like a, that.
Yeah, not allowing that, not tied to that decision, not financially tied to Wall Street.
Yeah.
And since then we've seen like the overperformance of like the Bernie Sanders campaign, like overperformance by based on like what everybody was expecting in the mainstream media and yeah. what political analysts were saying. We've seen obviously Donald Trump get elected president. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing Kennedy, like it just all seems to be responding to the same trend of like, you know, the people wanting something besides these main core parties that are, you know, governed by mainly like finance and, you know, yeah. Relationships with major corporations. And the Democratic Party is doubling down on kind of the most system guy possible. Like
yeah,
the
yeah,
guy
yeah.
who is their, the big D Democratic Party's like main dude for the past, like 17 decade. I don't know.
Mom, I'm hungry. I want change. We got change at home. Is it that old loaf of bread again? Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Better than McDonald's, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But it just feels like a waiting game where they're just waiting around for this trend to kick them in the dick again. And
well, both, you see the same thing, like whether it's Democrats not figuring out like that maybe they need to shift their policies. It's like, I was going to put this in the doc, but like what's Mitt Romney's niece, Ronna McDaniel, the head of the RNC, she's like tripling down on the abortion thing for the Republicans.
Wow.
Too. She's like,
yeah,
it's a winning message. Even though there's no data or real life result, like real life outcomes to like support that statement.
Yeah. The parties themselves really seem like they're just incapable of responding to the fact that there is this massive shift happening.
We're seeing it's happening in real time. Like it's not just like in so many ways, other people are like beginning to become aware of like foreign policy and what the United States role is in a lot of that. Our own finances and like where the money flows to and who is actually, you know, being able to exercise power over workers and things like that. And they're still being like, I don't know, dude, maybe it's like we can triple down on this bullshit.
Right.
See what happens there. But I get it. Like it's in a way, how can you expect a machine that's been running on this same programming to switch fucking gears? Like when the whole point is to keep people in power powerful and keep the wealthy wealthier or wealthiest. Yeah. So to even begin to like move one lever of that, like you see how the machine responds to people who are like, what if we fucking tax the fuck out of these wealthy ass people? And people are like, get the fuck out of here. Don't ever fucking say that. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah. That's why I'm expecting big things for the Forward Party. Remember them?
God. Yeah. Well, now there's no labels, too. And you got Joe Manchin might be running under that one.
No labels. The fuckboy party.
And Jill Stein said she's throwing her hat back in the ring. There's a lot. There's many to choose from, folks.
Yeah.
There's a lot out there.
All right. Tim Scott. This is one less to choose from for our listeners who vote Republican. It's got to be. Do you think there's any? Do you think
what?
Like. Any of our listeners people who still listen to this who like vote Republican?
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
I think there are.
You guys. Hi.
I've heard people, I mean, I've definitely received messages that indicate that there are. Or people being like, I'm trying to be open minded, but you go too far with the Republican stuff. Like,
the Republican bashing.
You're still here.
Well, we appreciate everybody listening. I mean,
There's and also shout out to people who there are a couple people who said they started off being more conservative and then through listening to the show realized that like you can be like humane and not like put a label on shit and feel like you're betraying your grandfather by not being Republican anymore kind of shit. So hey,
we're
on our own journeys, you know what I mean? And if you hop on this train, welcome.
Absolutely. No judgment. Tim Scott has dropped out of the Republican primary race. But the way he, so people were expecting this because like his numbers have not been,
in the garbage.
Yeah, they've just been in the garbage and then like kind of stayed there. And people are like, it's time for Tim Scott's big move. And then like nothing would happen.
Yeah, we played his big move when he stumbled through that statement being like, and if you don't like, then you can just leave the country.
We'll not have the yes sir,
thank you Senator Scott and the country.
Just okay, like sir. Cut him off. Okay, yep,
okay,
yep. So according to Scott, it's because the voters were telling him, not now Tim. I don't think they're saying Trey, because he's talking to Trey Gowdy, his homie. Mm-hmm. Trey, I don't think they're saying no, but I do think they're saying not now.
That is some predator ass logic right there. The fuck is that, bro? I know it sounds like no,
right?
But what I hear is not
yet.
So I'm gonna try in like 5 minutes,
right?
Like, what the fuck? Shut up, brother. You're not doing anything because you're whatever. I know, Tim. You believed in yourself and you had a made up girlfriend and everything laid out, and this is the thanks you get.
But so Gowdy seems like genuinely surprised by this. They wrote a book together, first of all, for people who are not familiar with just political books that get published and absolutely nobody reads. There's a Tim Scott Trey Gowdy book where it's like how our unlikely friendship gives us hope for a different country or for a divided country. It's like, why, what is so unlikely about your friendship?
I mean, it's because they're like, bro, we're from South Carolina. White people and black people should right. not be friends. Like, I think, like you're both conservative.
Yeah, you guys have the same exact politics. What
it's
the
not
fuck
like Trey Gowdy and like Ta-Nehisi Coates or some right. shit. Like maybe there I'd be like, whoa. Huh? But not two like, conservatives from the same state. Yeah. Like, I like the fact that you're saying it's unlikely means like you're like, because racism.
Yeah, because we're racist. Trey yeah. Gowdy is racist. Like, that's essentially the only way it's unlikely.
What the fuck?
But yeah, it seemed like, so Trey Gowdy, who is his, like, shockingly his friend, seemed surprised. Also, his staff didn't know and only found out after watching the show. His campaign even sent out a fundraising email less than half an hour before he made the announcement with the subject "One Last Chance." So all of that, like, yeah, you know, he like made the decision like minutes before he went on, maybe, and like it was communicated. But no, like nobody on his staff knew. Also, weird. He canceled events in Iowa just a few days ago because he had the flu, and when the Fox interview begins, he says he really does have the flu, but is looking forward to getting back on the campaign trail when he's better. And then he announces that he's dropping out like 30 seconds later.
Yeah, so this whole exchange was really odd.
I feel like we witnessed him make the decision to drop out.
Just right? quit in real time here. We'll play it. It's because it is... It's just like, well, he switches it up. You can tell when, like, knowing where this is headed, you can tell, like, the moment the rhetoric kind of changes and you're like, oh, he's about to quit.
Who is battling not only his fellow competitors, but also battling the flu. Let me start by asking, how are you feeling? Dallas won this afternoon, so I guess you're feeling a little
shout out, Dak.
But how are you feeling, and when are you going to get back on the campaign trail?
Well, Trey, anytime Dak Prescott has 5 touchdowns, you feel better about everything.
I can't even believe him when he says that.
Right.
You know
anytime
what I mean?
Dak Prescott has five
touchdowns for his squad run, it is a
it
optimal
does feel like
evening
a little,
for
yeah.
Yeah,
that
but,
feels like you're just reading the box score, man. Yeah.
I think he had 2 ints. So what?
I've been drinking a lot of water. I'll be down for another couple of days, but I'm looking forward to getting back on the campaign trail. Without any question, Trey, one of the things I would recommend to every single American, I know it's not possible, by the way, if
drink
you ever
water.
Want to love your country more, run for president.
Oh, okay.
Traveling
just like that.
This country, meeting people has been one of the most fantastic experiences
it's
of
changing.
My entire
he shifted.
Life.
But unfortunately, I
love
got
America
there.
More today
filthy
than
germs.
I did on May 22nd. But when I go back to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. I am suspending my campaign. I think the voters who are the most remarkable people on the planet have been really clear that they're telling me not now, Tim. I don't think they're saying, Trey, no, but I do think they're saying not now. And so,
yeah.
Damn. Okay. Trey's eyes got even smaller.
Dude, yeah. They went from pinholes to, I don't know, what's smaller than that?
It's holes in a snowbank, as my mom once said about me rolling in extremely hungover. Guys rolled in with your eyes looking like piss holes in a snowbank. I was like, damn. Calamity Jane? Where did this folksy shit come from?
Calamity Jane? Fucking Deadwood?
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know.
Hey, man. Rest in power to that campaign.
That's right.
You know?
I feel like a lot of people were saying Tim Scott is going to be Trump's VP candidate, but I don't know if we saw enough. Who knows? I am no political analyst.
I mean, follow up Mike Pence with Tim Scott.
Yeah.
He would just say nothing. I mean, I don't doubt any person who's picked as VP, they're going to know what time it is. And they're just going to be like, yep. I'm just going to nod and I will be in the pictures.
Right.
And when there's a bunch of racist shit happening, I will have to deploy my race to defend this administration.
That's right.
Which maybe, I don't know. Who knows? They're raptors testing the fences. So who knows what kind of fucking ideas they got. They're already trying to figure out how to completely replace like bureaucrats with people that are willing to let them do whatever the fuck they want if they take the White House. So
yeah,
doesn't seem like anything's off the table.
And finally, we will not be getting to see Coyote versus Acme. The live action CG animation hybrid that completed principal photography, so like they wrapped on like making the movie, like the physical part of production, last year in New Mexico. It was, I don't know, people seemed to really like it. It was testing extremely well. It cost $72 million to make. Stars like John Cena, produced by James Gunn, did really well with test audiences, and Warner Brothers just fucking shelved it. Indefinitely was like, we're not gonna put it out just yet. They're like, we are saying this is not coming out ever, and we are taking the tax write off.
For real. Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, oh, this is giving Batgirl. We have a movie and we're gonna say no, and then we're just gonna do it for a tax write off. Right. Even though people spent fucking hours and hours and hours making it. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I was like there, Amazon was apparently interested in buying it, but like that wouldn't allow them to do the tax write-off thing. So, right. I mean, obviously this isn't the most important problem in the world, but it does just like get back to the way that like the corporatization of everything is just so fucked, and like the things have become so twisted and just against the will of the people, and just like, you know, we're ruled by whatever fucking David Zaslav thinks is a good idea for,
right,
you know, making, getting a tax write-off.
Well, because I think his, like, I don't want to spend $50 million to market it. How about I just eat it and just get a $30 million write-off?
But they do like, that all the time. Just like fucking drop the thing on streaming and like nobody, barely exists.
They must be in the red, like Cardi B. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck is going on. If that, like, that logic is perfect. Because, like, to your point, they're like, people, this is testing well, so presumably it would make money. And it is just kind of like I didn't even really know about this movie till like these sort of write ups started happening in the last month or so. But cool. Like, I don't know. It seems like it probably could have done okay.
Oh, and you know what? We have a last-minute update to this story. Apparently, the public backlash was so swift over the weekend that they are now saying they will allow the movie to be sold off. So, basically, they said they were going to dump it, got a lot of attention for that, and probably drove up the price for buying it. So,
or did they? I don't know. Is it like... Does that drive up the price? Be like, yo, bro, I can't even put this shit out. I'm going to just eat it as a tax write-off.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, oh, yeah, yeah. You can get that shit for what I make it for, 72. So you can get that shit for like 110.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully this doesn't become there. Like they're holding everybody hostage by being like, yeah, you know that movie you want to see? We're deleting it from our servers. Fuck y'all. Yeah.
Unless somebody
wants to come in and pay us $100 million.
Yeah, just start holding movies like at gunpoint, being like, yeah, I know y'all love E.T. I'll fucking do it. Unless somebody buys it. Although that's not Warner, but you get the picture.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that in the future. Like, it seems like it makes sense based on where we're at. I could
see E.T. with a gun to his head.
Every night when I close my eyes, man. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, November 13th.
Yep.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.